This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget series, The Peace of the Father, and today we're at verse 12. We're at part 9, Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and verse 14. And I'm going to look at verse 15 as well. And this is what the Word of God says in Hebrews. Work at living in peace with everyone. And work at living a holy life. For those who are not holy will not see the Lord. Look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. Amazing words from the writer of the Hebrews. First of all, we see work at living in peace. There's an important word in that sentence already, and that is work. Work at living in peace with everyone. Work at living in peace with everyone. What the writer is trying to say to you is, look, it doesn't come easy to live in peace. Sometimes someone will say something to you and you're feeling really, really peaceful. And this person will say something to you and it just drives you nuts. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Just one phrase from a friend, from a colleague, from a workmate, from someone in church that you are supposed to be loving. And this phrase comes from them. And it drives you insane. And you think, what? What did you just say? And you're shocked by it. And you're really upset by it. And the peace that you were feeling just now seems to have dissipated. And you don't know what to do with it. What do you do with it? Well, you are called to work at living in peace. And if you look at Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 6, it says, worry about nothing, but pray about everything. So this person has just said something to you. And it's driven you up the wall. And you feel your peace has gone. Well, then you pray. You don't worry about it. You pray about it. That's what Philippians is calling you to do. You pray about it. Father, this person has just said something to me. And I honestly, Lord, you know how I'm feeling. You can sense how I'm feeling right now. What do I do with it? Father, I am called to live in peace. I'm called to have a holy life. But I'm a human being, Father, and I fail. What can I do? And I know that the Lord is going to give you exactly the right words to say. In that specific moment. Now, I don't know what the Lord's going to say to you. I don't know what He's going to tell you to do. But I do know you will get something from God that is going to dissipate all of this anger, this tension that you're feeling. And you will be able to bring this other person something so wise, not condemnatory, but so wise that it will build the peace. And I believe this, if you do that, the other person is going to sense your peace and is going to sense the wisdom that is coming from Almighty God. You see, oftentimes we say silly things. Oftentimes we do silly things. Oftentimes we do things without even thinking. And when we do, we sometimes come a cropper. You see, the writer to the Hebrews is saying, work at living in peace. Not just work at living in peace, full stop. But it says this, work at living in peace with everyone. And then there's a comma, because it goes on. And work at living a holy life, comma. For those who are not holy will not see the Lord. There is one very tough word from the writer of the Hebrews. But it's a warning, and it's a warning sent in love. Listen, if you're trying to work for peace, yet you're not holy, there's an issue there. Because the two work together, peace and holiness work together. So if you are peaceful, or you think you're peaceful, yet you're not holy, I question the peace that is coming from you. So what does holiness mean? It's all very well and true for the writer to the Hebrews to say, work at living a holy life. What is a holy life? Well, holiness means set apart for God. That's what holiness means. It doesn't mean you have to be a religious nutcase. What it means is you need to get your life in such a place where you are set apart for God, and He knows that you are set apart for God. He knows that. I bought a word on Friday, I believe it was Friday, and I had a response from a woman by the name of Anne, and she said, thank you, David, your word was for me. Thank you, David, your word was for me. She goes on, in the busyness of this week, I had taken my eyes off the Lord. Thank you for reminding me to focus on Him. You see, Anne is now focusing on the Lord. This is what I'm saying to you. As she focuses on the Lord, as she obeys the Word of God and focuses on the Lord, she is being made holy because she is setting herself apart for Almighty God. It's so important. The writer to the Hebrews carries on, look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. This is another thing. And this is all to do with holiness. You know, if there is unforgiveness in your life, and I can hear you saying, oh no, not unforgiveness again, David. Oh yes, I have to reiterate it over and over and over and over and over. And I'll keep on reiterating unforgiveness over and over and over and over. I won't stop because it's so important. And I can tell you this, where the writer to the Hebrews is saying there is a poisonous root of bitterness growing up to trouble you. Where the writer is saying that, the root of poisonous, the poisonous root of bitterness is all about unforgiveness. Now, you can go to a psychologist, a secular psychologist, and you can say to a secular psychologist that doesn't have a faith in God at all, and say to that psychologist, what happens if I don't forgive? And that psychologist will tell you very clearly, you will grow a root of bitterness in you. There will be bitterness in you. And the writer to the Hebrews is saying, poisonous root of bitterness, for that is what it is. It is poisonous. And if you don't watch out for that, the writer tells us, it'll grow up to trouble you, corrupting many. So there's three things going on here. Living in peace, working at living a holy life, making sure that you and your friends, your colleagues, receive grace from our Lord, and that you don't live with a poisonous root of bitterness in your life, because it will corrupt many, the writer says. It will corrupt many. I'm thinking of someone now that I know extremely well that is living with bitterness. And to see this person living in bitterness, it's awful to see. And the bitterness will not go away until there is forgiveness. That bitterness will remain until there is forgiveness in that person. Peace. Working for perfect peace. Holiness. Working for holiness in our lives. Ridding ourselves of the poisonous root of bitterness because of unforgiveness. What a word. What a word. And it's because we require God's peace. The writer to the Hebrews tells us that we must work at finding God's peace. We must work at holiness. We must work at being set apart for Him. We must live our lives getting rid of that poisonous root of bitterness by forgiving. How hard is it to forgive? Well, to forgive with your emotion is really difficult oftentimes. But the best way to do it is to do it with your decision, not your emotion. Just say, I forgive with my will. Hard as it might be, you forgive with your will, with your decision-making process. And when you do that, when you forgive with your will, God will bring in the emotion when He wants to. But when you're making the decision to forgive, the poisonous root of bitterness is quashed. And Satan's power is dissipated instantly. Work at peace. Work at living in peace with everyone. Work at living a holy life. For then the writer says, if you don't have a holy life, guess what? You won't see God. And the writer says that because it's a warning, and it's said in love. We must all work for holiness, beloved. We need to look after each other. Continue to look after each other so that we know exactly what God's grace means in our lives. And I'll say this, thank God for grace. Thank God for peace. And thank God for holiness. Let's look at him now. Let's look at him now in these closing stages of this Hour One Nugget. Let's just look at the Lord. Let's just focus on him. And let's just say, thank you, Jesus, for your peace and your love and your joy. Father, make us more holy. Make us more peaceful. Thank you for taking the bitterness away from us as we forgive with our will, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.